USA Radio News.
Senate leaders are working on a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The bill would fund the government for the next 6 weeks. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells you what he believes Nancy Pelosi would do if the government would happen to shut down.
She'll just wait until January the 3rd, and when she's running the show in the House, and then send us a budget without a penny for the wall.
Interest rates are going up again. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
We raised our target range for the short-term interest rates by another quarter of a percentage point.
Powell also believes...
Over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows, and inflation has been low and stable.
And on that news, the Dow lost 351 points to close at 23,323. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Home sales have been rising recently. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The National Association of Realtors saying that sales rose nearly 2% last month to a seasonally adjusted rate of 5.32 million units in November. October sales unrevised at 5.22 million units as sales have been rising for the past 2 months. Throughout the first 11 months of the year, sales, however, are down 2.3% as compared to the same period last year. Higher mortgage rates, in addition to land and labor shortages, are seen as factors in that. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two teens with a migrant caravan are dead. A statement from the Baja California's prosecutor office says the boys were around 16, and it appears that they were stabbed and strangled. The bodies were reportedly dumped in an alley over the weekend after the boys left a shelter for unaccompanied children. President Trump plans to withdraw right around 2,000 troops from Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
Ask yourself, when you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, ask yourself the following question: have you been hit by a truck? If the answer is yes, then you don't have the flu. But if the answer is no, you haven't been hit by a truck and you have all that stuff, then you likely have the flu, which can sometimes feel like you may have been hit by a truck. So it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu, you have a different virus. Most times when a patient goes to their doctor with symptoms of what sounds like the flu, the doctor will take a history and exam and that examination, and she will often say, yes, I agree, you most likely have the flu, and this is what you need to do. It's in rare instances that we need to actually swab a patient to know with certainty. So if it's not the flu, but you have, you know, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably not the flu.
For USA Radio News, I'm...